Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in the state of Israel. Recently, the Israeli police evacuated a Jewish settlement. Then the prime minister promised an even larger settlement area, but the Jews claim the beginning of a second Jewish state. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad joins me to give us further details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, I understand that, was it the Israeli Defense Force or just the Israeli police who went in to evacuate this settlement?
Well, it was the police. The army was in charge of the periphery. Most of the people left fairly quickly. There was a tough struggle inside the synagogue where a lot of outside people really barricaded themselves in. They put chains on their legs and all sorts of other things. And a few, I think, got a little bit too excited and too violent.
Now, talk to me about what the prime minister, as I understand, he has made a decision, already announced a new Jewish settlement, and the possibility of about 3,000 homes to be added to the area of Judea and Samaria. Is that the case?
That's basically the announcement.
Just a little sidebar here, Winky. The education ministry there in Israel has really almost, it seems like, claimed that Judea and Samaria are a separate state. Do you know about that?
Well, I saw it very briefly. I laughed a bit because I wasn't quite sure whether it was good or bad. Judea and Samaria, while a part of the historic Jewish homeland, actually is still under a military governor because Israel has not extended its sovereignty to it in all manners. We signed the Oslo Agreement that divided the area into A, B, and C, and therefore technically it's still under negotiations. But I'm hopeful that this government will be a little bit more emboldened, both to its own truth and historic truth and God's truth, and with the help of the new administration, either tell the Arabs that either they're going to go negotiate, if not, it's ours. Definitely we're going to be able to continue to live there and maybe even change the political status of those territories.
Winky Madad, the latest information coming out of the Jewish settlement area, Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Remember what Winky had to say. He said God's word tells us the ultimate plan for the Jews and their land. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel gives us the ultimate plan. Jesus, the Messiah, has given the land to the Jewish people, Leviticus chapter 25. But also, it says, there will be Palestinian and American opposition to that. That's Ezekiel chapter 35. God will allow this 4,000-year-old conflict to continue until Jesus Christ the Messiah returns. That's the little book of Obadiah, verses 15 to 18. At that time, Jesus will allow the Jews to destroy the Palestinian people as if they had never been a people. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict will continue until Jesus Christ returns. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...